Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fourth Sunday in Lent, March 10th, 2024, entitled Leaning into Our Baptism. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or TuneIn Radio podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, that when the offender repenting believes, through Jesus' atonement, God's pardon receives. To God be the glory. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish. The fourth Sunday in Lent this year is many things to us. It's Laetare, Rejoice Sunday. In many places, it's also Mothering Sunday. About midway in this Lenten journey to the cross, we're reminded in the midst of our discipline, our fasting, our penance, even as we are called to repentance. And so there's icing on the cake. Joyful words in Scripture. And the reminder that the days do lengthen. Even though it was hard to tell that this morning earlier. Spring is on its way. The new life of Easter cometh. The gospel contains one of the more familiar verses of the New Testament. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Someone once asked me why I don't always say the comfortable words in the Book of Common Prayer. And I'm not sure, really, but it's a good question. It may be because if those words become, for me at least, routine or too familiar, then I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. And that may very well be poor logic. The comfortable words in the Anglican tradition expound in a profound way what Christians believe, but it's more than just John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And the problem that I see is that we can't let ourselves slip into bumper sticker Christianity. John 3:16, either the full verse with all its words or just the reference, John 3:16, can be found on signs. And while I don't watch a lot of it, I understand that rarely does an American football game go by but what there's someone in the stands that has a sign with John 3:16. And I've seen it on bumpers too. One of them read, "Love, period. John 3:16. The problem with bumper sticker Christianity is that it doesn't help us to address all the rest. Because what about John 3:15? What about John 3:17? God so loved the world, all right, but there's more to it than that. What about John chapter 20? What about John chapters 4 and 12? And that's the problem, I think, with bumper sticker Christianity. When we boil it all down too much, when we try to summarize everything in one memorable slogan, we can very easily miss the point. After all, the comfortable words also include that if anyone sin, we have an advocate. Jesus Christ the righteous steps into our place, dies a cruel death instead of us getting what we deserve. And he is the propitiation for our sins. That is, that he and he alone is the remedy for what ails us. His death is the appeasement for our sin. Because you see, it's not that we are not sinful. And you know, many people think that what Christianity preaches is that God overlooks our sin. And that's not it. God doesn't overlook our sin. He steps into the breach in order to pay for it. Because with sin, there is a cost. And God himself has paid the cost. The price has been paid. He is the propitiation. His propitiation that brings about atonement, our at-one-ment with God. In Jesus, we are brought together with God. But even more specifically, it was Jesus' human death that was the bridge between us and God. Atonement. And you know, bumper sticker Christianity can't really capture all that. Here are some other examples of bumper sticker Christianity that maybe you've seen. Sorry, I haven't been to church lately. Nature is my God. Now, I can't even begin to think of a more perverse way to blatantly advertise that this person regularly breaks the first two commandments and is proud of it. Because nature worship is one of the best known of the heresies of the church, known as pantheism. Well, here's another one you might have seen. Our church is like fudge, sweet with a few nuts. And another one, stop testing the Jesus in me. and bumper sticker. Do you follow Jesus this close? And when Jesus said, love your enemies, he probably meant don't kill them. Be careful who you hate. It might be someone you love. Kindness is hard to give away. It keeps coming back. And here's one, an Anglican crest, followed by, we are the Anglican branch of the Jesus movement. And how about, I'm your pastor. What's your excuse? And then there's one, Jesus is coming. Look busy. And perhaps one of the truest of them all, bumper sticker Christianity starts Sunday. John 3:16, everyone who believes in him may not perish. You know, as it turns out, believing is far from automatic or easy. What Jesus says just before John 3:16 is challenging. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Painful biting poisonous snakes was only one of the challenges the Israelites faced while wandering for 40 years. Moses, it's recorded, put a bronze snake on a stick and raised it high. When those who were bitten looked on it, they didn't die. Now, some have suggested that that's like magic. But it wasn't magic. What it taught the Israelites was that facing their fear was the only way through it. That when they actually looked upon the bronze snake, when they faced their fear of the snakes, they didn't die. And if we take a look at what Jesus says just after the famous John 3:16, there's a connection between the two. The teaching in John 3:19 and 20 and John 3:14 is similar. It's the same teaching being expressed in a different way. Because Jesus says this, for all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light. Jesus is teaching about navigating the evil within us. Sin. Natural, fallen, sinful state. It's not that God overlooks our sin, and he doesn't expect us to do that either. But Jesus is teaching us how to navigate. How? By hauling it out into the light and exposing it, by facing it. We all have those natural tendencies that prevent us from leaning into our Christian calling. We're all prone from time to time to deeds best kept in the shadows. The easy way is to love the darkness rather than the light. For all who do evil hate the light, Jesus says. In the dark, in secret, we can get away with all sorts of things. But Jesus is the light, the cure, the propitiation. Evil exposed. It's dealt with by exposing it. There's something that's important about community in all of that, because that's where it's most effectively done, is in sight of one another. We hold one another accountable. We're urged and supported to live as God created us to live, to lean into the calling of our baptism. You know, Lent is different things to different people, but I think it should be about removing the barriers. The most significant struggle is when we realize that we ourselves have become the barrier. Are you your own worst enemy? Often I am. Those who do not believe are condemned already. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish. Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.